In the name of Jesus, amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man, and there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This parable is sometimes called the parable of the persistent widow. Sometimes it's called the parable of the unjust judge. Those are both appropriate titles. And an initial reading of this parable, it seems that Jesus is simply telling us, pray more. Pray more. Be more persistent. Pray with diligence. Pray with justice. Do that. Amen. End of sermon. No, it's not. Someday I might give a sermon that short, but today is not that day, because there's a lot more than that going on here. And this is not a parable about just simply telling us to pray more, and it's not just about how God is annoyed by our pestering persistence, and that he can be worn down with our badgering. God is not like that. Jesus, in fact, teaches us. He says, "When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them." Jesus said that. If you think God's going to hear you just because you keep on going and going and going, God's not impressed by that. Now, you will hear well-meaning Christians talk about the power of prayer, or, you know, being a prayer warrior, or let's get a whole bunch of people together and pray, as if prayer is some kind of, you know, divine petition drive, and we just got to get enough people to pile on, and then God will give us what we want. And that all sounds good, but prayer is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Prayer is simply a tool that Jesus gives to us. Sometimes you'll even hear people say, "Well, you know, you might as well pray," as if, well, at least you're doing something. God is not impressed by those efforts, and you don't find that kind of talk in the Bible. When people talk about prayer, and there's all kinds of crazy discussion out there, a question to ask that can kind of help cut through all the craziness is to ask simply, where's the focus? Where's the focus? When people say, you know, prayer warriors, let's get everybody together to pray, you know, where's the focus? Is it on what I want and what I'm trying to achieve, or is it something that gives honor to Christ? Prayer is not really uncommon. All religions pray. Prayer has no power in and of itself. The power rests in whom are you praying to? Christians pray to God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. The New Testament writer James reminds us the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it's working. And there James says the effectiveness of prayer is one person because of his righteousness. And he uses the example of Elijah, who was a righteous man. And he says Elijah was a person just like we are, and yet he stopped it from raining. He started raining because of his prayer, and God had honored it because of the righteousness of Elijah. So when Jesus tells the disciples a parable about this persistent widow, what's going on? What's this about? Whenever we read the Bible, context. What's going on around it will help us. This part of Luke's gospel, Jesus is teaching about the kingdom of God. And so this parable is going to teach us about the kingdom of God. Right before this, Jesus talks about the end of the world. And Jesus says the end of the world is going to be like it was in the days of Noah. People were marrying, being given in marriage, going about their daily business right up to the day Noah entered the ark. Same with Lot. People were carrying on their business right up until the moment when God rained down fire and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Then comes this parable of the persistent widow, and then after this, Jesus talks about the two men who go up to the temple to pray, one a tax collector, the other a very devout man. Both pray, but only one man goes home forgiven. This teaching, this parable is sandwiched right between those two parables. And the end of it tells us what it's about. Will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When Jesus comes again, will he find faith? That's the question. It's not whether he will find people behaving well when he comes again. It's not will he find a moral society, or will he find people acting like nice citizens, or whatever we think God wants. The only question is, when Jesus comes again, will he find faith on earth? Faith. Faith in Jesus. That simple trust that in Jesus our sins are forgiven, and that we are made right before God for Jesus' sake. Jesus, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world. That tells us then what the church is about. Church is not about, delivering 10 rules for godly living. The church is not about, giving life advice for those who are on some kind of self-improvement program. The church's job is to proclaim faith in Jesus Christ, who takes away the sins of the world, your sins and my sins, and proclaims the resurrection of the dead for those who are lost in their sins. When you go to church, you go to hear about what Jesus has done for you. If your church isn't doing that, isn't teaching you that, then you need to find another church. A church's job is to teach you about the faith that is given to us in Christ. Faith is what Jesus cares about. Faith in Jesus. The righteous shall live by his faith. Faith comes by hearing the message. The message is heard through the word of Christ. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And everything else comes from faith. Our good works, our love, our compassion. But before God, the only thing that matters, the only thing that counts, is that righteousness that is given to us in Christ. That faith that we believe that. And it's on the basis of that that a person prays. It's on the basis of that that a person prays. You don't pray to present your case before God. Your case has already been dismissed. You don't pray holding up your merits, saying, look at me, God, look at what I've done and how good I've been. No, you pray because of the merits of Jesus Christ. We claim a right to be heard, not because we're church members, not because we go to church, not because we try to do the right thing. We claim the right to be heard because we're baptized. You are a son, you are a daughter of the King. And so you say, God, I am bringing my prayers to you because I am your child. And so we pray not to enrich ourselves or to make our lives easier, but to seek justice against the devil, the world, and our own and our unbelieving flesh. We ask, Lord, work your faith in me. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Faith persists in that prayer. Even when it seems that God is absent, even when it seems like he's not listening, even when it seems that he doesn't care, Faith says, God, I'm going to keep praying. Because what do I know? I know that you love me. I know I am your child. I know I am forgiven. I know there is peace between you and me, God, because of Jesus, who takes away my sins and the sins of the world. Faith prays because God is faithful and he justifies us for Jesus' sake. God is way more than a crooked judge. And you are way more than a persistent widow. You are God's child. You are one of his elect. He is your good and gracious Father in heaven. And so be persistent. He loves to hear from you because you are loved. You can say, God, listen to me because I am your child. Faith is persistent in prayer because the person praying, the prayer knows, I am loved. I am secure in what you have done for me, God. Your word teaches me that truth again and again. Help me to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.